Coming up on the Mark Divine Show.
The problem with monoculture farming is that the plants began to get bugs and funguses and more susceptible to pesticides. So they started using nitrogen to increase the yield, and the plants got weaker. They give up key enzymes and amino acids that were native to the plants, and that would protect it. That was the immune system of the plant. Well, let's create herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides, which disrupt the microbes, the microbiome of the plants. In other words, the bacteria cultures that convert the nutrients into the food that they need that protects the plants, et cetera, et cetera. So guess what? That went on, weakening the plants, creating less nutrients, and those chemicals ended up damaging our own digestive health systems.
Hi, this is Mark Divine, the host of The Mark Divine Show. On this show, I explore what it means to be fearless through the lens of the world's most inspirational, compassionate, and resilient leaders. I talk to folks from all walks of life, martial arts grandmasters, stoic philosophers, psychedelic researchers, CEOs, and my guest today is Wade Lightheart, who's the founder and CEO of Bioptimizers, a leading nutritional supplementation company, but he's also involved in education. He's an advisor to the Anti-Cancer Institute. He's a three-time all-natural bodybuilding champion. He studied exercise physiology and nutrition in college, and as a coach, has helped over 50,000 optimize their health. Amazing. Nice to meet you, Wade. Thanks for joining me today.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You know, first time I meet someone, and especially since we're doing this kind of live on air, well, not live for those listening, but on you and I, just get to know a little bit about your background. Like, you were a natural bodybuilder, and then you got into the supplementation business. What were the formative factors that led you down that path? What was your childhood like? Who were your mentors? You know, what was the parenting like? I'd love to get a sense for the matrix of the nurturing that might have inspired you down this path. And if it's all nature, then what was it that caused you to appreciate that calling?
Well, thanks for asking. I grew up in rural Canada.
Oh, right.
So up in the cold in New Brunswick, which is out by Maine.
Yep.
And grew up in a small town, just ordinary life, played hockey, all that sort of stuff. But when I was 15, three things happened to me that changed the course of my life and set me on this path. One was my parents moved from a little village to a no town. In other words, it was 5 miles up a dirt road to my nearest neighbor. They were caretakers of a private resort. So beautiful place, not a place you want to be when you're 15 years old, taken away from your friends, all that sort of stuff.
Totally get that.
So that was shock number one. Shortly afterwards, my sister, who was 4 years my senior, was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, which is a form of cancer of the lymph nodes.
Oh, bummer.
I watched her go through the medical model for the next 4 years before she died at the age of 22.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So that had a very big impact on me in the fact that very early on in my life, I realized that your life is not a guarantee and your health is not a guarantee.
Right.
And I can remember taking the trips from the hospital with her. It's like 55 miles. She'd have her treatment. She'd stop maybe half a dozen times and we have to get out. She'd have to vomit from the treatment. And I remember my naive self saying, I don't know, man. It's like, if I want to be healthy, why is the treatment seem to be making her sick?
Right.
And so that was a bug in my head at that time, as I wanted to understand why these things were happening and I didn't know. Third thing that happened is my sister gave me a bodybuilding magazine, and on the cover had Troy Zuclato, Mr. California, two pretty girls in bikinis, and this world of Venice Beach, California, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the magazine. He was the biggest star in the world at that time, making all the movies and living the life. And I looked at myself and I saw those muscles on that guy and myself. And I thought, well, maybe if I get these muscles, I'll get those girls, or maybe I'll get these muscles, I'll be healthy and strong.
Oh, yeah.
And I read Education of a Bodybuilder by Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was in it? He said three things that changed my life. He said, you can achieve anything in life if you have hard work, self-discipline, and a positive attitude.
I love it.
And I went, wow. Everybody I knew worked really hard. This was like rough country. People did heavy manual labor that was hard. It was cold. It was tough. It was dangerous. Everybody I grew up around was like that. But no one was talking about a positive attitude or self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So I constructed a gym in my barn. And I made a makeshift pulley system that this weight set, if it would hit you in the head, you didn't pull it up right. And I, you know, two-wheelers under tractor tires and sawhorses and all this sort of stuff.
Classic functional gym.
Yeah. And I began training. eventually went to university, studied exercise physiology at the University of New Brunswick. And it was a good background, but it was compartmentalized. In other words, it was a bunch of information that showed you how things operated, but there was no synergy between how it could help me achieve my goals.
All medical and exercise physiology and is compartmentalized.
Yeah.
And in fact, to this day, there's no integrated approach to education.
So I began looking for mentors, and I worked in virtually every aspect of the health and fitness industry, from working in gyms and being a manager of gym, being a personal trainer, working at nutrition houses, just learning everything I could while continuing to train. Now, I had terrible genetics. I had no background. I had no business being. My parents are basically Smurfs. And people say, well, how did you get successful? I said, well, I was too stupid or too stubborn to quit. That's really what it is. And fortunately, after about 16 years with a whole lot of detours, I got to say, some really lucky moments in my life to make it. I won the national championship, went to the world championship, Mr. Universe. After that contest, I gained 42 pounds of fat and water in 11 weeks. I always say I went from Mr. Universe to Mr. Marshmallow.
I wonder how common is that, by the way, where people just let it all go after hitting that pinnacle, you know, they don't.
Well, there's a specific reason why that does happen.
That's right.
And I wanted to find out what that was. So throughout the course of my life, as my biggest obstacle became the foundation for my next step in my future. Mm-hmm. And that's been across the board. You know, I'm 50 now, and it's the same thing over and over and over again. So it's like, okay, yeah, that is what you need to do. I thought, well, this doesn't make sense. I've got the best coach I could get in the sport. I didn't do anything that was outside of my range. I'm recognized at the world championship.
This is all natural, right?
That's right. I did it as a vegetarian, and I did it without drugs, and I used meditation and stuff like that.
That was part of your just internal compass? Because I'm sure the allure to take the steroid path, which all the other bodybuilders did and still do, was very strong.
Yeah. I mean, I experimented with that from 1996 to 98. And at that time, Dorian Yates was giving way to Ronnie Coleman. I became very clear that it didn't matter how many drugs I was ever going to take, I was never going to beat a guy like Ronnie Coleman. This guy was just genetically superior in every way to maybe any athlete that has ever stepped on that stage. And I thought, okay, I need to find a different path. I went on a detour. I got into partying. Got into the underground world, went all sideways on that, and then had a profound spiritual experience that changed my life. I got into meditation, went on a plant-based diet, decided I'd come back and do these drug-tested shows.
By the way, can you talk about that spiritual experience and that kind of turnaround? Because that's interesting to me, and I think listeners. What was that like?
Sure. I was working like a maniac. I came out of bodybuilding. I got it. Contract, started a little juice bar, and I was personal training, and everything was going great in Vancouver. I made a little bit of money. I was working, and a friend of mine said, hey, you just work all the time. Why don't you have some fun? He was a doorman at a nightclub, and I was like, I'm kind of just doing my thing. And then another guy was coming to the juice bar that I had, and he ran a strip club. And finally, they broke me down. I said I'd go out. And I went to the bar, didn't feel what was going on. I went to the strip club, and the guy's like, hey, these girls want to party with you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They gave me some ecstasy tablets, and
wow.
I took those, and woo!
Now we know that as MDMA.
That's right.
Which is a love drug, right? Opens up the heart, opens up the mind.
Right. And a few years ago, I'd read Autobiography of a Yogi, and he talked about this state of ecstasy and this heart-opening experience, and all of a sudden, I experienced it. And I'm like, oh, this is why they make this stuff illegal. They don't want people to be all connected in your heart and all this stuff. So
bingo! That's awesome.
So
love it.
I did that for a couple of weeks. The next thing you know, I'm capping up this stuff. I'm getting it to my friends. I'm like, hey, man, we're getting enlightened. You know, this is the way to go. And I inadvertently got mixed up in the underground world as this health advocate who had some of the best products on the street. The next thing you know, I had this huge fledgling side business. I'm working at a juice bar. I'm partying all weekend. I'm training. Like, it's all crazy. And I'm reading about meditation and doing this. Long story short, I did about a year of that. I got into a situation where some people gave me some drugs. I had a bad experience. I ended up in the hospital. I got out of the hospital. I needed to straighten out my life. I was mixed up with the wrong people. I had to break away from that. That was life-threatening. I'm going to write a book just on the 2 weeks because it was so far out of people's reality. And what happened from that is a guy gave me these books. One was Common Sense About Yoga by Swami Vivekananda.
I know about Vivekananda. That's a great sage. And
yeah. And so I went home to kind of straighten myself out because my life got crazy. I went back to the East Coast. My parents didn't know what's going on. I was like, hey, I'm messed up, right? Mm-hmm. I got to reset. And I read this book and it said, if you are doing drugs or alcohol or meditation or combining these things without the guidance of a realized master, you're going to burn out your brain or your nervous system.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's exactly what happened to me. Mm-hmm. Great. That's what I need. I need a teacher. Now, I'd read Yogananda's book, Autobiography of Yogi, in 1996, 4 years prior. I said a little prayer that night. I said, okay, I'm asking for my master to show up. I haven't said this too much. It's funny you should ask.
No, I love it. By the way, I'm a big yogi, and I got my start first through Zen, but then when I read Yogananda's book in 1999, so 3 years after you, it completely changed my life because it fused my old martial arts training with the yoga philosophy and also my philosophical deep dive that I've been doing. And it all just made sense suddenly. And the way Yogananda explicates and brought yoga to the West. And I lived right down the street from his Self-Realization Fellowship. So I did all his lessons and
yeah. You
know, got all the way up to the point where, you know, they were going to indoctrinate me into their Kriya Yoga. And I was supposed to choose Yogananda as my guru, even though he had died. Mm-hmm. But I said, okay, that's enough there. Let me just, you know, make sure that I explore all avenues before I go down that path, which I never did. But I really honor his contribution.
Yeah.
That book was the only book that Steve Jobs would carry on his iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Incredible. Anyways, back to your story. But I just wanted to share that connection with you because I have a deep yoga practice informed by Yogananda as well and his lineage. Extraordinary.
So he appeared.
Really?
In my room. And said, you need to do Kriya Yoga. So I thought,
awesome.
Okay. Now, a couple months later, I went back to Vancouver, back to the West Coast again, where I had been doing this crazy life and extricated myself away from the dark forces that were surrounding me. And that involved a drive in the back of a Lincoln Navigator with a gun to my head and all that sort of stuff. So you get real clear about things at that moment. I got studying Yogananda and he said, if something is your innate desire and it's right for you and it doesn't exist, it'll be created for you. If someone tells me something, I'm like, okay, well, who am I to say that that's right or wrong? Let me test it and see if that is true. So I thought, well, I wanted to go to the Mr. Universe contest and I never got to because, you know, I didn't want to go all the crazy drug route. I didn't want to do all that sort of stuff. So I was like, well, now they started this drug tested path to go. And I thought, well, maybe I can go and I can do on a plant-based diet and I can practice these yoga things. And that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
2 years later, I was on stage at the Mr. Universe. And here's the ironic part. The year before I had competed in the Western Canadians and I went against a guy who I think was the best natural bodybuilder I ever competed against. He beat me that year. I came back to the Nationals. We're going to be in the same category. I got a shot to take him out. And for the first time in 56 years, the IFBB split the category into two different weight classes. He was in one weight class. I was in the other. We both won our divisions. We went on. Had we competed against each other, I think he would have beat me. So I got lucky. And so Yogananda's words.
Yogananda was the one that was, you know, pushed them to split that weight class.
And the contest was in India.
Was it? Oh, my goodness.
And I met some kids. Couldn't afford to go to the show. They saw them outside the hotel. I built a little friendship with them. And I said I'd come to their gym after and do a little lecture because I couldn't afford to go. Kind of reminded me of myself when I started.
Right.
And every day there was more and more kids coming to see if I was going to go. So after the show, I went out there and I took to where Slumdog Millionaire is and ended up in this crazy place.
Cool.
And there was like hundreds of people to come see me at this gym. And I gave the lecture and I realized, it wasn't about being at the Mr. Universe. It was about being a teacher to help other people use these principles to advance their own health and well-being. I came back. I had the health crisis, but found a doctor. He taught me about digestive health. And my business partner today, Matt Galland, said, hey, you know what? Mr. Universe, no drugs, vegetarian. We could market this online.
Right.
We started a little company with $200. We ran the company, we made money right away. And it's like 2 or 3 months in, we paid ourselves the first time and I bought a computer. So I might be the only person in the world that had an internet marketing company. I mean, I didn't own a computer.
Well, yeah, but you weren't supposed to be the computer guy. You were the talent. Totally.
He was the brains on the marketing side and I was the voice. And, you know, I was right in the pocket that time about blowing the doors open of what's in magazines, abuse of drugs, what the real story is.
What year are we talking about here?
We started in January 2004. That took off. We ended up moving to Panama a year and a half later. He met his wife down there.
Like, what was that all about?
Well, as Canadians, it was the tax benefits of living in Panama.
Okay. Kind of like Americans going to Puerto Rico now.
That's right. And so he met his wife there. And I didn't care for Panama too much. I made three runs at living there. Just the culture didn't work for me, but he loved it. I left and lived all around the world and did different things and ran the laptop lifestyle. And eventually we rebranded our company to Bioptimizers. We were focused on bodybuilding, had all kinds of breakthroughs. And then we started working first on fixing people's digestion. We got really well known in that. And then we started working on nervous system regulation with magnesium and then personalized cognitive enhancement systems with another brand that we built called Newtopia.
Okay, we're going to take a short break here from the Mark Divine Show to hear a short message from one of our partners. This episode of the Mark Divine Show is sponsored by Athletic Greens, or AG1. I love Athletic Greens. I use this stuff every day. It's an incredible product. One scoop, delicious scoop of Athletic Greens brings you 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food source superfoods and adaptogens and probiotics. This helps me start my day right. It is an incredible support for my gut health, my nervous system, my immune system. It gives me more energy, helps recovery, helps with my focus, even helps with aging. All of that stuff is amazing, and it costs less than $3 a day, which is super cheap if you're investing in your health, which you need to do. And I love this company. They got over 7,000 five-star review, and they're recommended by a lot of my spec ops peers and pro athletes. So check it out. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this convenient daily nutrition from Athletic Greens, especially heading into the winter season. One scoop and a cup of water every day, that's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Athletic Greens is going to make it easy for you. They're going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs of AG1. With your purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/divine. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/divine, D-I-V-A-N-E. Take ownership of your health. Pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. This episode of the Mark Divine Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Heading into the holiday season is a tough time for a lot of people. I know it sure is for me. Lots of things happening, lots of challenging family dynamics, things that can get you down. And having someone to talk to about how you're feeling and giving you strategies for coping is really important. I consider it emotional coaching. So if you have a physical coach, why wouldn't you have an emotional coach? Whether or not you've ever taken therapy before, BetterHelp is here to help you. The benefits are many. Set healthy boundaries, self-empowerment, dealing with trauma, learning coping skills, and just dealing with some of the things that get you down and really stop you in your tracks. So BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service. They've matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists. It's all 100% online and affordable. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to match yourself with a therapist. And if the things aren't clicking with them, you can easily switch to a new one anytime. It couldn't be simpler than that. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. You can get help right away. You can learn more and save 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/markdivine. That's BETTERHELP.com/markdivine, spelled D-I-V-I-N-E. So get some support where you need it this holiday season.
And now back to the show. You know, I love it when an entrepreneur like you has built a business that is around their life and their passion and their purpose. And the business is almost secondary, right? The story really is about the trials and tribulations and the lessons and the insights. And what an incredible story you just told. You've got to write that book. Anything I can do to help, because that's cool. Especially, you know, the intersection between spirituality and drugs is coming back into the culture now that they're talking about legalizing psilocybin and MDMA for therapeutic and post-traumatic stress. But there's an awful lot of recreational use of psilocybin and MDMA and even ayahuasca these days that is dangerous.
Yeah.
Because as you know, and I know, that without being curated with a really, really responsible and knowledgeable third party, and we used to call that a shaman, right? Or,
yep.
Right? Then people can go off the reservation pretty quickly. And the same thing with like Kundalini and the breath-centric yogas.
Correct.
The reason Kriya worked and the reason they taught it as a secret practice was because they understood this, right? Kriya is energy activation. If you activate energy without the stabilized mind, guess what happens? You destabilize the mind further when taken out of the context of being done with a competent teacher. you know, have blown up a lot of brains.
I went down that pathway myself and found out where it ends, and it's not pretty. And, you know, I was lucky in that I had a strong physical constitution and I had good patterns of mental discipline and stuff that pulled me out, but I went to the edge, and I know a lot of people that that didn't work out for them. I also feel very lucky and fortunate to speak on the other side of that. And I try to do so as much as I can. It's like guns. Anybody can go buy a gun, but when you actually go get specific training, I've been training with various special forces. My first observation is like, I don't want to carry a gun on me.
Yeah. Unless you have the capacity to make sure that no one's going to take that gun from you and use it.
Yes.
That should be number one. I'm all for people owning guns if they know how to use it, and if they're capable of holding onto that gun and not letting anybody else touch it, including their kid, their brother, their cousin, their uncle, or someone on the street who happens to want to take it from them. And very few people meet those three requirements.
Almost no one. And I'm a big believer in gun ownership and being able to protect yourself. And I think, like a driver's license, you should be licensed and you should be able to demonstrate that you are competent in the management and handling of a lethal weapon. You know, traditionally, we had lineages of shamans or spiritual teachers, and they were acknowledged after they were able to hit a certain limit. But now I call shamans are the new drug dealers, and people are making money out of these kind of things and whipping up concoctions out of their back room that they read on the internet.
Right.
The results are disastrous. So that's a whole minefield. But anyways, you know, it's part of the human condition. I guess we have options, and you can destroy yourself, you can enlighten yourself, and you get the whole enchilada here at planet Earth.
The whole enchilada. That's, we know that from the spiritual practice, is that you're always going to have the drama. It's part of what it means, you know, that kind of illusion of reality is out there. We're finding meaning out there. And the more we look out there, the more variety there is, the more opportunity there is to mess yourself up. But also, you might just stumble upon a legitimate path or legitimate teacher if you're ready for it, right? And that's why they're saying, if the student's ready, the teacher appears, as Yogananda did for you, and as Nakamura did for me with Zen. That then becomes the journey inward, when you stop looking outward for happiness, success, peace of mind, you know, et cetera. And then you journey inward, and that's the path back home, home being your center.
Mm-hmm.
So then the journey back outward is to bring that center out into the world in service, right? To bring that calling, that dharma out into the world in service. And I love that you've done that. And it's probably been a lot of twists and turns, and maybe you didn't even realize that's what you were doing with Bioptimizers, but that's what you're doing.
I actually consciously engaged in that process.
Excellent.
You know, that's been a flow always through my life. I've always felt the most joy in connection when in service.
Mm-hmm.
There's always service to be given. And it becomes an unending source of joy and happiness and meaning,
right,
and connection available through that. So why not stream that through your work, something you're passionate about? And I think, especially in a very competitive world, the internet's made the world in many ways more competitive. And you're never going to be great at anything if you don't really love it.
That's right.
So why not do something that you love? And besides, even if it didn't work out, like if I never won a show or my business didn't go, or all these things didn't happen for me. Success happened the day I went down that path. It's not an outcome. It's not a milestone. It's not a title. Those are signposts. The second you set course in the direction of your heart's desire in alignment with your mind and your soul's purpose, you are successful.
That's right.
That's it.
And it's just a matter of time for the outer measures to kind of show up in a way that's appropriate for you. Yeah,
exactly.
We could take this conversation in so many directions, but I talk to a lot of leaders and CEOs and spiritual people. So I don't need to go there, but it's very rare that I talk to an expert in nutritional science, especially kind of the internal nutrition. And you probably are aware of this, but you've been sponsoring my podcast, this show. And I've been reading ads now for a couple of years on your enzyme product, Masszymes, and on your digestion product. Oh, that's the digestion product, which is the enzyme product.
Probiotics, probably.
Probiotics, right. As well as your magnesium product. I don't really understand the science behind it, and I don't think many listeners do, although a few will. So can you talk about the nutrition of supplementation and what's real and what's not out there? Because there's so much garbage out there. But like, you've zeroed in on very specific regions, and you seem to have good understanding of what works, what doesn't, based upon your experiences. And now what I've read about magnesium and about probiotics and gut health, it seems like you are like a pioneer in those two areas. So let's talk about those two.
It stems from an historical aspect. And if you don't understand the history, you can't understand where we're at. I love history and I love learning about how things happen and how we got here. And you can oftentimes predict the future by what's happened in the past.
True.
So after World War II, the world changed dramatically. And we moved from an agricultural society, 97% of the people had some sort of farming practice in around their house, to well over half the people moved into cities. There was a baby boom and an explosion of a population and a requirement to increase the yield of food production at farming centers. And we moved from crop rotation, which was practiced. My mom still does crop. You grow potatoes here this year, you grow cabbage there the next year. One year, you let it go fallow and you maybe grow hemp and plow that back into the ground and take a year off. And this was practiced for thousands of years as to replenish the soil. But with all this food demand, governments came in and said, hey, you know what? We need to make certain models and we got to make sure we make the yield. And so they brought in agricultural boards and created commodity set prices. And they got into monoculture factory farming to meet booming demand. So I don't have to make any conspiracy about it. This is just what happened. And it worked. The problem with monoculture farming is that the plants began to get bugs and funguses and more susceptible to pesticides. So they started using nitrogen to increase the yield and the plants got weaker. They give up key enzymes and amino acids that were native to the plants and that would protect it. That was the immune system of the plant. And so then, well, what else do we do? And the plants, they would lose crops. So we said, well, let's create herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides, which disrupt the microbes, the microbiome of the plants. In other words, the bacteria cultures that convert the nutrients into the food that they need that protects the plants, et cetera, et cetera. So guess what? That went on for a number of years, weakening the plants, creating less nutrients, and those chemicals ended up damaging our own digestive health systems. Mm-hmm. So that's what got me into the digestive health industry. But I coached tens of thousands of people online, and we start to notice patterns. And one of the most common patterns was magnesium deficiencies. Well, I thought, why is that? Well, it turns out that North American soil is very deficient in magnesium. And magnesium is involved in over 300 processes inside the body. And without it, it's kind of like the miracle mineral. And we're taught so much about calcium in North America for healthy bones, but calcium and magnesium exist in a 2-to-1 ratio. And if you don't have enough magnesium, your body will start dumping calcium. And that's actually what creates the bone degeneration.
Interesting.
Magnesium is also involved in forming of neurotransmitters, vasodilation, the opening of your arteries. It offsets cramping. So people that have restless leg syndrome or gets cramping from dehydration, oftentimes it has to do with deficient levels of magnesium. We find that out in bodybuilding. Constipation, contraction, again, of the smooth muscle tissue doesn't relax. Magnesium is used in all these different functions. And I started looking and people had all sorts of deficiencies. So I started taking magnesium myself. However, about 5 years ago, on my mission of service, I bit off more than I could chew. I was running three companies simultaneously, living all around the world, going from morning to night. And eventually I led to burnout. And I hooked up my brain to a neurofeedback system and I had the brain of a 75-year-old man. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm supposed to be healthy. What's going on? I did a SpectraCell test to determine it's not what's in your blood.
Yeah.
It's actually what's absorbed and utilized by your cells. And if you cross-correlate that with a DNA test, you'll have patterns of some vitamins and minerals you'll be able to absorb easily, some that you won't, some your tissues won't. And so you can learn all this stuff. And so I realized even though I was taking magnesium, I was deeply deficient. And that was disrupting my sleep from all the anxiety and stress, just going, you know, where your brain's racing at night. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, you have those little moments where you remember something. And I remember attending a lecture with Charles Poliquin, the great Olympic gold medalist coach. He coached Olympic athletes in 27 different sports. It's insane.
Holy cow. That is insane.
And the who's who of professional sports. And I got out my notes and him talking about magnesium. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. He used four different types of magnesium because he discovered magnesium was taken up by different parts of the body, different types. And I went, oh, okay, well, so what types? I went and bought every magnesium there was. I began doing orthomolecular nutrition dosing up, which is basically you take a supplement, and you keep increasing the dosage until you get the runs. That's called breaking GI tolerance. You can't absorb anymore.
Wow. What's different about these magnesiums? Like, why are there different magnesiums?
So when you have a magnesium, it has to have a bond. So I always say it's magnesium, what the heckalate. You'll see chelate, bisconate, orotate, or whatever, a sucrosome, all these different things. They're really is how it's bonded, which changes the molecular size and weight and how it gets absorbed and utilized by the body. What organ will take it up? One won't. Some will cross the brain barrier. Some won't cross the brain barrier. Some will be taken up by your nervous system. Some will be taken up by your bones. Some will be taken up by your heart. And the research shows that different magnesiums have better effects for different parts of the body. So Matt and I, in our infinite wisdom, decided we would just try and figure out if we could make the best magnesium possible. And we started charting what worked, what didn't, and putting this all together. And then we got our research team at Birch International University in Sarajevo to help us. And we concocted up what we feel was the best magnesium in the market for ourselves. And it worked. Corrected my magnesium deficiency. My stress went down. I changed my life. I got rid of one of my businesses. I was like, okay, I had to make a lifestyle adjustment and felt great. We produced a product that had all seven of the best magnesiums in it in specific formulas and said, well, we'll see what happens if we sell this to people. We didn't anticipate the feedback that we got from it. We kept getting testimonials and testimonials, and the product quickly began to outsell virtually everything else we had done in the company in a very short period of time.
Wow.
And it turned out that a lot of people had magnesium deficiency and neurotransmitter formation, anxiety, aggression, or like fight anger kind of response. All of these things could be offset by high levels of magnesium in your diet. So it's been a great seller ever since.
What's the product called?
Magnesium Breakthrough.
Magnesium Breakthrough. And you use that sleep angle to sell it, right?
Yes.
Because that's one of the biggest challenges facing burnout is sleep.
Yeah.
But that's just one of the benefits, right? Because as your body comes back into balance, you're able to sleep better. But really, there's a whole lot of things happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything from high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, blood sugar management, migraine headaches, production of serotonin that helps people offset, makes themselves feel good, enzymatic energy production, removing aluminum from the body, improvement of memory, cardiovascular health, your heart regulation, PMS, bone health. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Okay, we're going to take a short break here from the Mark Divine Show to hear a short message from one of our partners. This episode of the Mark Divine Show is brought to you by ButcherBox. If you get your protein from meat, like I bet most of you do, then you're going to want to know about ButcherBox. ButcherBox offers one of the most high-quality meats that I've ever found delivered to my door. They take the guesswork out of finding high-quality meat and seafood at a grocery store, so you know you can trust it when it comes to your door. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. Humanely raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones, no nothing like that. You get what you want delivered right to your doorstep. Free shipping in the U.S., no surprise fees. And you can choose from a variety of box plan options, curated to customize, and you can change your plan whenever you want. I love this stuff, and I think you're going to love it too. So take the guesswork out of buying that meat. Stop going to the grocery store. Get it delivered right to your doorstep. It's amazing. And the holiday season is made better and tastier with ButcherBox. So for a limited time, they're going to offer you ground beef for life and $10 off your first order. Check that out. Ground beef for life, $10 off your first order. Go to butcherbox.com/unbeatable. Use the code unbeatable to get that $10 off your first box and ground beef for life of your mentorship. That's ButcherBox, ButcherBox.com/unbeatable. Use that code unbeatable to claim the deal. This episode of the Mark Divine Show is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive helps you get a great rate on car insurance, even if it's not with them. They have a cool comparison tool that puts rates side by side. You choose a rate and coverage that works best for you. Let's say you're interested in lowering your rate on your car insurance. So you visit progressive.com to get a quote with all the coverage you want. You'll see Progressive's rate, and then their tool provides options from other companies lined up, easy to compare. All you have to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Progressive gives you options so you can make the best choice, the one that works for you. So if you want to save money in the near future, you can save money for that noise-canceling headphones you want or more apps on your phone or that Instapot, whatever is going to bring you happiness. Get a quote today at progressive.com so you can save that money and have more to spend. One small step you can do today that could make a huge impact on your budget tomorrow. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates are not available in all states or situations, and prices vary on how you buy. And now back to the show. When we first hooked up with you guys, your team sent me a bunch of that stuff, the Mag Breakthrough. I wish I'd had this conversation because I would have been taking it ever since. I think I ripped through that. Make sure that we connect after this so your team can send me some more or I can order some more.
We'll send you some more for sure. Yeah. Have you done your genetics and epigenetics tests and all that stuff?
Long time ago, but I've never done it for like a nutritional perspective.
We wrote a book called From Sick to Superhuman. And we got another one coming out next year. A major publishing house is publishing it. And our goal is to eliminate dietary tribalism. Mm-hmm. So based on how you metabolize food, vitamins, minerals, nutrients, your microbiome, your genetics, your epigenetics, your historical aspects, and your lifestyle, you can determine why there's so much variance in dietary selection and supplementations. So you can narrow down to the specific things that's perfect for you. Mm. And what it does, number one, offset your genetic risks. So maybe you have a risk for heart disease or blood pressure or cancer or whatever. You can plan out for that. You can also check your burn rate. Your lifestyle is going to determine your burn rate, how much you're going to burn out on various nutrients, because maybe you have a trouble absorbing it. So for example, if you and I did a test, I use vitamin C extremely well. My body manages vitamin C very well. Doesn't handle B12 very well. Mm-hmm. So I have to really take a lot of B12, but I don't need as much vitamin C. Another guy, he might need 5,000-6,000 milligrams of vitamin C and doesn't need any B12.
Interesting.
And so when you know this about yourself, now you can target your supplements and get like 10x the value out of them, because they're specific for you and what's right for you. And that's the whole thrust of our new book that's coming out. So explain how do you do that.
So what's the test to do that?
There's several tests, and I'll run through these really quickly for your listeners and input listeners. Number one, I would take a pulse test, which is a folded protein to check out your risk for heart disease. It's kind of the gold standard on that. I would take a HOMA-IR test, which is your blood sugar and glucose response test. Mm-hmm. I would take a Dutch test to see where your hormones are, see what hormones could be picking on you. A GI map to look at your metals, a genetic test, a DEXA scan, of course, because you're going to see your body fat, your lean body mass, and your bone density. And then if you do a gut map or any one of the vast array of microbiome tests, you can see what bacteria you have. And from that, you can look at all that information and you've got a roadmap of what your risk factors are and how to offset them exactly specific for you. And I can connect you up with someone that runs all the tests for you. She's great. You spend an hour with her and she'll be like, boom, 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 boom. Here's what you need to do. And it's like, what?
Yeah, no, that's cool. I think that would be valuable.
Technology is so great now. So great.
Yeah. So we talked about magnesium. Now, the other big one is biome and digestion. And that seems like that was one of the big issues after you had your success on stage. And then you said you gained all this weight afterwards. Was that the digestion, the GI, or not the GI, but the biome?
I was following a performance-based diet. And so there's three different styles people get into the nutrition and health. Aesthetics, you want to look a certain way. Performance, you need to perform for your job, your life, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you get to health. Usually when you're younger, you're focusing on aesthetics. As you get older, you look on performance. And then finally, you're just trying to stay healthy. That's usually the pattern.
Awesome.
Now, for me, aesthetics and performance went hand in hand. And I was following traditional style bodybuilding mentality. At that time, we didn't have availability of genetic tests and things like that. It turns out that we didn't understand the microbiome, and my diet, although it made me look a certain way, destroyed my microbiome the way it needed to run properly, and I couldn't detox after it. So I just kept gaining weight, gaining weight, gaining weight. Hmm. And I found out later there's a genetic component to my ability to detox my gut. But anyways, I built a digestive health company to fix all that. And then found out 17 years later, I guess it was, I found out that, oh, good thing I built a digestive health company. I'd probably be dead otherwise. So that worked out. But basically, there's five stages to digestion. How you chew your food, your taste tests, smell the food. Food goes in the upper cardiac portion of the stomach when it gets to esophagus. That's where enzymes break it up. Mm-hmm. Hydrochloric acid comes in. That changes the pH, kills all the bugs. Mm. And then you go into the digestive system, and you have anywhere from 200 to 500 strains of probiotics. And I always say there's 10% good, 10% bad, 80% opportunists. Mm-hmm. And it's a symbiotic relationship. If we didn't have these in our guts, we'd all be dead. So the food, in order to digest, has to be converted to something that the bacteria can eat. And then the bacteria build the building blocks of the energy units.
Right.
And modern food production, chemicalization, has led to a condition where our microbiomes don't function the way they used to. And that's why we have 13% of the emergency hospital visits today are gastrointestinal related issues. Mm-hmm. A third of the population has some sort of digestive stress on any given day. 25% of those people are taking prescription or over-the-counter medication for digestive health issues is because the system's not right.
Right.
And so we fixed that, and we came to fame by, you know, our tagline for years is we fix digestion. Hmm. And we did. And we built a whole series of products on it. And of course, the most powerful one was probably our P3OM, which we call the Navy SEALs of probiotics. Mm-hmm. And the reason we do that is you take a strain of L. plantarum and we put it in a toxic soup that would kill most people. So it's like Bud's training or whatever. And it's like somewhere between 2-3% survive. And the ones that survive have mutated in that they have characteristics and abilities, and we have a patent on what that strain is capable of doing. And the big thing is it's proteolytic. It breaks down undigested proteins, which are the biggest cause of dysfunction inside the body. And then now we have a research facility in Sarajevo. Over there, we have 15 PhDs and microbiome experts who now look at all different families of probiotics. What makes them work? What precursors make them work better, produce all different sorts of nutrients and stuff? And next year, we'll be publishing some patented series of probiotics because we're actually headed about, we're 10 to 20 years away from a post-antibiotic world. In other words, all the antibiotics that are being used today will have no effect at all. And so we need to cultivate new super strains of probiotics to combat these rampant bacteria. And so we're on cutting edge research on that and spend a lot of time and energy on that.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I can envision a world where we finally get back to integrative health and integrative nutrition and away from the pharmacological giants and crazy manipulation of our medical system and the information that we're being fed.
Exactly.
We're heading in the right direction. Thanks so much for being part of that. And you've inspired me to get back on track with the probiotics and the magnesium. That's exciting. How would you characterize your mission?
You know, the good news is Bioptimizers is well positioned. We've got people way smarter than myself running the key aspects of the company who are far more skilled and ability. And my primary mission was to set the mission and the parameters of where that direction is going and how to engage in that in the future and to ensure that the service-based mentality goes through every aspect of the company. Mm-hmm. And basically the idea was to optimize human beings and to end physical suffering and bring the cost of that down so it's available to everyone on earth. That's That's company's great. Mission, which will outlive me. Mm-hmm. And then I have a secondary mission, which came in recently, and that is I'm working on creating a school project that's based on the Yogananda created a boys' school, and he also worked with Luther Burbank and Rabindranath Tagore about what is the proper way to educate kids. Mm-hmm. And primarily, it was teaching them how to manage themselves. And once they knew how to manage themselves, then academics and everything came well. And they created a system for 50 years that had been practiced. And that fell into my lap recently. So my next project is to begin working on the school system that will bring that out in the digital age, because there's a lot of people having challenges with the current education system. Right. The system's already there. I'm going to use my business skills and my marketing skills to bring it out to a broader audience for parents who are struggling and should know what to do with their kids with what's being fed to them right now, which I think is horrific, and to be able to allow them to be adaptable in a very technologically challenging and changing world. That's my new mission. So I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome. What's that called? What's that school or what's that project called?
Education for Life is the foundation of it. I'll be running a foundation that I'm working on forming to bring forth that in a broader spectrum outside of, say, the ashram setting and that type of thing, so people have access to it.
Yeah. Demystify it and take away the cultural trappings that people will shy away from.
Exactly.
I'm thinking the same thing. Like, you know, my generation, I'm in my late 50s, our generation, we talk to people who are our age, you know, but in order to impact the next 100 years, we really have to be involved in education. I applaud that effort. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help. I mean, I'm obviously very passionate about education. I'm passionate about Yogananda. So there's an intersection there. If I can provide any mental or spiritual or advisory capital, then let me know.
That'd be great. I'll be down your way in September. So maybe I can.
Yeah, I'd love to meet you in person. Definitely.
That'd be great. I'll have my team reach out to you.
Yeah, please. Wade, thanks so much for your time. To learn more about Wade and to get involved in his 84 Days to Awesome Health program, go to bioptimizers.com. And you can learn everything you need to know about him and get on track to get your magnesium fixed and your digestive tract fixed with some of his great products. So check it out. Also, you get a discount as a listener, and all that information will be in the show notes, but I believe it's myoptimizers.com/divine. All right, that was a fascinating episode. It went in a direction I had no idea it would go. I mean, who knew that Wade would be a fan of Yogananda and Eastern meditation principles? And what a fascinating conversation. We drill into the unique needs of the human body because of what's happened over the last 50 to 100 years with industrialization and the destruction of the nutritional supply chain. Let's just call it that. And we drill into why magnesium and digestive health are really, really important. Phenomenal interview. I'm super stoked to have had Wade as a guest. Show notes and transcripts are on our site at markdevine.com. The video will be up at our YouTube channel, markdevine.com/YouTube. If you want to follow me on social media, or you have a recommendation for a guest, or you want to ask questions, you can hit me up at Twitter, at markdevine, and on Instagram and Facebook, at realmarkdevine, and or at my LinkedIn profile. My new newsletter, Divine Inspiration, comes out every Tuesday, where I present you my blog or a summation of the weekly podcast, other information that comes across my desk that I think is inspirational and important. So if you're not on that newsletter list, consider going to markdevine.com to subscribe. I really appreciate my amazing team of Jeff Haskell, Jason Sanderson, who find these incredible guests and help produce this podcast to bring it to you every week. Thank you so much, team. Reviews and ratings are really important to help keep the show at the top. So if you haven't rated us or reviewed us, please consider doing so at Apple or wherever you listen. World is changing fast, and it's important that we stay on top of the positive news and the positive things that are going on in the world. So this is one of my missions, to bring more positivity into the world, but also recognizing that change starts with ourselves. And to be whole, we have to take responsibility for our lives, for our training, and we have to courageously go forward every day and become the best version of ourselves that we can. And that's why I do this work, and that's why at my company, Unbeatable, we have a peer group coaching and an incredible program. If you want to work with me directly, then go to unbeatablemind.com, submit an inquiry, or learn more. Until next time, this is your host, Mark Devine. Hoo-yah.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Let me tell you about my podcast. We do it every single day, so you can subscribe and there'll always be a fresh one waiting for you. It's about 2 hours of topical topics and news and guests and comedians and, of course, my own vitriolic take on just about everything that's going on in the world. Plus, we get a lot of really interesting, notable people who come in. We'll get politicians, we'll get tastemakers, we'll get stand-ups, we'll get authors, we'll get pundits, we'll get, I think about covers it all, celebrities as well, and we'll do some really interesting interviews with them. You can get The Adam Carolla Show wherever you download your podcasts.